What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back at it, episode 26, Patrick Gale Show. Season is in full flight now. We're in season mode, so it's all gas, no brakes for me. I'm doing my side job, a coach. You know, so in between doing other stuff. So, coach, what's up with you, man?
Like you said, season's in full swing, man. We had our first conference game this past Wednesday, so we have another conference game this Saturday. So we're right into it. Two good teams that we start out the conference season with. So we got Miles on Saturday. So you know we're right into it.
No doubt, coach. Let's go back to the first part of the year. You know, you had two games in Mississippi, close games. It's games when you guys defended very, very well. Could have won both games. We're not going to harp on that, but you know, things happen in basketball. So, but how happy were you to go out there to that travel out there and come back with at least a split of 1-1?
Yeah, that's a rough trip. It was a long trip. But you know, and it was back to back, not the traditional Friday, Saturday back to back, but Saturday, Sunday back to back. So, it actually affected this home game because it was a quick turnaround. But, you know, just proud of the guys' effort. They defended their tails off. They paid attention to detail. We had some breakdowns, obviously, and, you know, that cost us in the second game. But I cannot be upset with, you know, how they performed and how they, you know, went to a hostile environment and came out 1-1 and then turned around and, you know, defended our home court. So I can't be upset about, you know, where their head is at. And we just have to, we reset every day. So after the first win, we reset for that second game. And I was, you know, proud of how they responded in that second game against Mississippi College, who shot the ball really well. And, you know, we have to have that mindset as we go on throughout the season.
No doubt, coach. Like you said, man, the quick turnaround, against Tuskegee, The West Campus was obviously jumping. I could tell from
watching
there, you know, and I think you should play more games there. That's not my call, though. But, you know, but it was like that the students were into it, man. And yeah. Coach, like that crowd you had there really helped pull you up over the edge because I could see the guys was kind of tired and I could just see that it wasn't as sharp as usual, but they fought through it and got the adversity and got the job done. And with some big threes from a lot of the guys, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. First and foremost, our crowd was awesome, man. We definitely appreciate the support. And we were actually at the volleyball match the night before, I believe. And I was talking to some of the, you know, student body and they all assured me they will be out, and they were, and they came out in full force, and we definitely needed their energy, you know, to pull that game out against Tuskegee. We did make some shots and the crowd had a lot to do with our energy. So it's tough, man. Three games in 5 days is tough for anybody, any team. So, you know, we're very happy, but not satisfied. We want to continue, you know, stringing games along, but we're very, you know, happy with the outcomes.
No doubt, Coach. And what I noticed is, Coach, like giving away too much, man, the depth you have, man. Like you have, yes. you have options. And it's good Absolutely. As a coach to have optionality, depending on how the game goes, foul trouble, how stuff was called, or just trying to get a spark. So how fun is it for you and Coach White and Coach Dart to be able to look down the bench and say, hey, you know, I can trust up to 12 guys to play.
Right. And I hope those guys are watching because they feel sometimes that, you know, they look at one game as the whole season. And they don't realize it's a long season and that when you have depth, different guys are going to be, you know, the stars of the game, you know, for different games. And the biggest thing is, you know, we have guys that make impact that don't even have to score. You know, they make impacts defensively. They can make an impact, you know, passing the ball. They can make an impact communicating on the floor. You know, those little things that are needed to win. You don't have to score to impact winning. And, you know, that's really when you have depth, when you have multiple guys that will do the little things to win games, not necessarily multiple guys that will score, but multiple guys that will do the little things. You know, I was actually talking to a recruit Sunday night, and, you know, we talked about him not getting as much shots, but he said, Coach, if I need to get a rebound, if I need to take a charge, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to win. And those are the type of guys that we have on our team. And those are the type of guys that I want to recruit, you know, that understand winning. You can impact winning without having to score a lot because the team needs you to do other things.
100%. Like I've told you the story from a show coach before. I'm not as talented at basketball, but I knew how to get set on the floor by doing little things like boxing out, just hustling, getting my hand in a passing lane, deflection, stuff like that. You know, right. Just crashing down, making the right pass, passing screen away. So it's like those little things that you do that if you don't have the full talent, like I didn't have all the time, and I don't have the handle that Shakur has. But I can shoot and defend and do other stuff. But I'm just making a point. That's the kind of player that I was. That's why I played. So, Coach, if you can master the small things that sometimes don't get as much flash.
That's right.
Successful in play. Look at Ben Wallace or Bo Outlaw.
Yes, yes.
Those guys, Andre Drummond of the world.
And you know what's funny is that a lot of those guys that people look at in the league, I was watching College Park play last night. They played, I believe, Delaware last couple games. So, you know, just seeing how talented those guys are, and those guys have to understand when they get called up, their role on the team completely changes. They're going to have to be, you know, stars of the little things, stars of being in a gap and talking on defense and knowing the rotation, putting a hand up on shooters, stuff like that, that nobody talks about, that only coaches kind of can see that's important, you know, in winning. I mean, perfect example, we play Miles, and Miles, you know, obviously, you know, Coach Watson does a great job, but his guys do the little things so well. They do not beat themselves, you know. You have to go beat them. And that's why they've been so successful, because you'll win more games if you just don't beat yourself, you know, and the really good teams, they do that. So, you know, I hope, you know, prospects and college players really understand that all those little things matter so much. Not just scoring, you know, not just the dunks, you know, the little things, and not even saying the flash little plays like charges, you know, the being in a gap, getting your hands up, getting deflections that will lead somebody else getting a steal, you know, things like that. Even on offense, you know, just calling out the play, putting guys in the right position that may not be on the same page with everybody else on the floor. Those little things matter.
Reads too, coach. That's something that my dad was big on is he would get mad. If he made the basket, if three was wrong, he'll still be mad at you.
Absolutely,
Because
because it's a process.
yes. You know, the read was this. You made the shot, but he was open in the corner.
Well, that's a real coach, because actually, it's funny you said that. I got mad at one of my guys for doing the same thing, that one more pass. You know, I don't care if you make that shot. Get that one more pass. You know, yes, you get the points. The guy that made the pass, you gets the assist. But you know how you beat teams? Those hockey assists, that one more pass, that skip on the other side of the court that gets that defense that's in scramble mode in that weakness to attack them. That's how you beat a team, because those possessions, when you stack them, you're going to win. But if you get that one shot that was so hard to get, or that contested shot, it's actually the worst thing you can see is that shot going on, a contested shot, because you're gonna think that shot is a good shot, and you're gonna take that shot, you know, more times than not. You gotta make a defense work.
Tell my dad, I was open, coach. He was wider open, though. was
I like that. He was wide open. That's right. That's right. I mean, all defenses have weaknesses, and if you're not attacking the defense weakness consistently, you're not going to be successful against that defense. So you have to know, even go before the game, you know, watching a lot of film, where are the weaknesses, and we have to attack that constantly.
And one of his little tricks was, coach, he ain't gonna get mad as I tell you this. He would put a bad shooter in the strong side corner, knowing you're gonna collapse on his point guard and have his three shooters on the weeks. It's like, okay.
That's called chess. That's called chess, coach. That's called coaching that we don't get credit for, but that's actually brilliant. That's called coaching. You know, you wanna you know how the defense, if you know how the defense rotates, you have to attack it. So that's actually good stuff right there.
Funny how, okay, you put that bad shoe in the strong side corner. He'll dribble drive. Oh, you collapsing off? I ain't gonna pass to him. I'm gonna throw it. I'm gonna
That's right.
skip to
That's right.
the
That's good stuff. That's good
My
stuff
dad
right
will
there.
be like, I'm gonna decode this as best I can. The D A didn't see it coming. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. I would hear
Well,
him.
you and nowadays, man, you gotta use analytics to know what's a guy's best percentage and where he needs to be on the floor, and put him in that position to be successful.
No
So,
doubt, coach. Like you say, it's very much of a chess game. You know, that's something that my dad's thing about it, coach. You probably the same thing is he wanted to use your strength against you.
you have to,
So
yeah.
if I knew you're gonna collapse, okay, cool. I got something for that.
Well, for example, if you know a team likes to blitz or likes to trap ball screens, you gotta be able to use that against them and pull them out, you know, where you can attack, because you're gonna have to rotate out of that. So you want to be able to attack that. And if you can understand how they rotate out of that, you have to attack it and use it against them.
Yeah, all his whole thing. He said, I don't care about the weaknesses. I want to attack him at their strength.
Yeah.
That was his whole. Now, I know some coaches disagree with my father on that one, but I'm like, he was successful doing
Well,
it that way.
you actually want to do both, but if you're just attacking their weaknesses, good teams are going to adjust. So you have to be able to attack a team, you know, at their strength. But
His thing.
hey, but I will say this, you have to be really good to do that.
You know what he always say? He was like, yeah, when I tap their strengths, I suppose they're weaknesses, dummies. That's what he would say.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
So my dad was cerebral. He taught me to be cerebral with this stuff. So
Right. Nah, that is true. That is true.
yeah, coach, I
But
really saw time, coach.
you have to study your team enough to do that.
Yeah.
You can't just show up and you can make some
Correct.
adjustments, but you got to study a team, at length to do that.
Coach, I said you and my dad coach similarly. I know you. I've told you y'all coach similarly. Y'all have similar philosophies.
Well, I mean, you said that in the past and I appreciate that, but everybody has a different philosophy, man. That's the thing, man. I respect anyone that's in a position and has been successful. They've done something right. And I just wish that there were more, I guess, respect, just in the coaching community. Forget about outside. You already have enough people outside that feel like they can do your job, but I wish there was more success. I'm sorry, more respect within the coaching community. To me, the best coaches are the ones that, learn from everyone. They don't feel like their way and their philosophy is the end all be all. They learn from everyone. I know personally, I love going into high school practices. I love talking to middle school coaches to learn how they teach because that's what it comes down to is teaching the game.
And coach, I've been blessed to be around Mike Woodson, Larry Drew, Mike Budenholzer, Lori Pitts, Navy Millen. Learn from them,
Right.
learning about different ways to play basketball,
Right.
and seeing how Bud's evolved with Phoenix now, seeing how Taylor Jenkins has evolved in Memphis now. It's good to be around basketball. I was around my father at a high school level, Saul Alexander in college, but seeing how these NBA guys and how the evolution of the five out is and learning about the five out and seeing what goes on with that, man, is just seeing how the game has changed. Like I said, I love it. I love getting on Synergy and Second Spectrum and all that good stuff and looking at different clips and because to get ready for the game, like I need to know what's going on too. So it's definitely a good thing, coach.
Well, I mean, I the names that you mentioned, I have not been blessed to be around those type of people, but I will say I've learned from, locally, Kervin Davis. He's a alum of Albany State. My mentor Clark Maloney, Coach Duberson, and Coach Lawton Williams down in South Florida. I even talked to one of the coaches, Coach Nigel, up in New York, South Shore High School, Brooklyn. So I don't know. I don't know those great names that but I do know guys that do know the game and do know basketball, and I've been blessed to learn from each and every one of them.
And I can't forget Coach Hubie Brown, who I got to know as a kid because more the Hawks was practicing at Morehouse College
Yeah.
back in the day.
Right.
So I got to know Hubie Brown, Lenny Wilkins, and like the Czar Barbatello. So I've been around this stuff since a child, man. And just being around these basketball minds has been a wonderful thing for me. Just to because I've also I was best at football, but I like basketball more.
Yeah. I mean, and again, man, like you have to take something from everybody to kind of create your own, and that's as a coach, I've just always learned to take from everybody, and as I've gotten into this, because I've been blessed to coach at different levels, what I learned is that coaching is coaching, man. If you can teach a young man and get a young man to do things to be successful in this game, man, you're going to be successful no matter where you go. So I've learned to really focus on that, focus on learning how to, because it changes. I mean, even teaching has changed in the last 15, 20 years that I've been coaching. So your teaching style has to be different. You cannot, when I first started out, guys were different. Guys were, people say it's tougher, but guys are just different. It's a different mindset. So you have to change your mindset now. But you know what's funny? You have to be able to educate yourself. You have to be able to study more, not just basketball. You got to study people. You got to study psychology. You got to study how the brain works. You got to study those type of things. So how is that not better, if you're learning more? So it's always constant learning, man. I want to continue to learn up until the day the good Lord, you know, calls me to judgment. I'm not going to try to just be stubborn in one way or think I know more than anybody else just because of where I am, which is really foolish. Because you could be in a great place one day and underwater the next and wonder where it all went wrong, you know. So, you know, I'm where I am right now, and I'm just trying to get better and trying to get these guys to get better.
I want to ask you, Coach, is about this, man. How cool is it to have students on campus who kind of look up to you, Coach, like non-basketball players who have relationships with you and know that you will help them out and be around and be on service to obviously the community, and students can come to you as a resource?
I'll be honest. I appreciate what you're saying, but to me, that's part of the job description that I put down. That's something that if I'm not doing that, then I don't need to be here. You know, so that's something that it's a part of why I'm here and why I'm supposed to be here. That's, I have to do more than just, you know, coach basketball. You know, that's you're not your purpose is not about, you know, wins and losses. It's about, you know, getting young people to be the future. And that's how you build communities. You know, a community starts where you are. Community is conceived in your mind on how you want people to be, how you want people to interact. So then you go and be that. And so wherever I am, you know, whether it be on a campus community, whether it be in a high school or middle school or, you know, wherever, you want to make sure that you're a resource to others. And then you want them to kind of find their own way too. So, you know, I'm careful about what I say because I don't want to kind of tell them everything. And, you know, I don't know what they're going through. So you just want to have, sometimes you got to just shut up and let them just vent and just talk. And you learn a lot just by hearing, you know, what issues and what things they're going through right now. And you'll be surprised, man, what you hear, you know, out there, you know, in X world and on, you know, in social media, that's not what these kids are going through. You know, don't believe the hype. Some of them are going through the same things that I was going through a long time. Man, I'm thinking about when I was in college, man. I don't even want to think about that a long time ago, but the same issues. Family, figuring out their purpose, and just, you know, most importantly, like, making sure that people around them know, hey, man, I kind of see what you're doing. You know, you think you're fooling me, but I see what you're doing. So it's like dealing with that. How do I deal with somebody that's around me that I know is not for me, but, you know, they swear they're getting over on me. And I just have this, you know, this internal, you know, conflict. Man, I want to do this and do that, but I can't because I know that there's a purpose. So a lot of young people, man, they have a lot of knowledge and wisdom that people don't give them credit for. So they help me just as much as I help them.
We'll keep it there. We got Mile this weekend, Saturday in Birmingham. So we'll get that going, Coach, and we'll keep him pushing, brother. And I'll see you Saturday, brother.
Yes, sir. We're excited for it. Excited for it.
Folks, be blessed. We are out.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.